From the News Center, a news focus.
Because of the warm, wet summer, trees in Pennsylvania are mostly in great shape. But for the state's forests to exhibit their most vibrant colors, conditions will need to be cooler and drier in the next week or so. That, according to a Penn State expert, Mark Abrams, a professor of forest ecology and physiology in the College of Agricultural Sciences. He says due to the wet weather over the summer, it was shaping up to be a banner year to see the leaves, but the weather needs to cooperate now and cool down, with unusually warm weather predicted through the middle of October at least. Professor Abrams says that the delay will likely diminish the fall colors at least somewhat, and he said the very wet summer may increase leaf-spotting fungus that could diminish coloration in some places. For nearly four decades, Professor Mark Abrams has studied how seasonal precipitation and temperature influence timing and intensity of the fall colors in central PA. He believes that clear, bright days, low but not freezing temperatures, and dry but not drought conditions promote the best viewing. Cooler temperatures signal deciduous trees to stop producing chlorophyll, the green pigment that is responsible for photosynthesis. The chlorophyll breaks down and disappears, unmasking other pigments which produce the brilliant fall colors. Trees also produce another pigment once the chlorophyll production comes to a conclusion for the season. One thing that Mark Abrams says he's been impressed with in 40 years of gauging foliage is the resiliency of the display. Year after year, despite the conditions, there are still places where the trees are pretty nice to look at, but he said perhaps not the greatest color every year. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.